sexist America in the world. This is the Dankoff Report coming to you live on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is 2 p.m. Central Time on this Friday, the 23rd of June, 2023. You know, it was 56 years ago that I boarded the SS Luralein in Honolulu, which is a luxury liner, or was a very famous ship. It was with my parents, with my older brother, and we took a cruise from Honolulu to San Francisco. Air Force paid for it. The only problem was that after we got to San Francisco, my dad took his 1960 Plymouth station wagon with the old fins off the ship, and we started the drive to a real glamorous place called Dayton, Ohio. Enough said there. Well, that was 56 years ago. Let's look at what we've got going for you today on this June 23rd, 2023. Our lead story, the RFK Jr. foreign policy speech in New Hampshire. I will give my analysis of that. One thing I'd like to say right up front is the Kennedy people were kind enough to us at VT Foreign Policy to let us horn in on their live telecast of the speech. Later that went offline. We have since replaced it at VT Foreign Policy with the actual 35-minute speech from another source, so you can still go to the link that we have up for you here at V Contacta, all you RBN folks, and look at all of the links that we posted with that broadcast. If you didn't see it at the time, you need to see it now. That came out, of course, on this June 21st. RFK very, very brilliantly chose to open in New Hampshire with this address. He also did so on the 60th anniversary of the famous speech of President Kennedy, his uncle, the 35th president of the United States, at American University on June the 21st, 1963. We have a link up on that. You should watch that speech. That is here both at V Contacta as part of the news links for this show. We also have it in the VT Foreign Policy link of RFK Jr.'s very, very interesting and fascinating speech a couple of nights ago. Here we go, folks. Number of things about Robert F. Kennedy. If you didn't know this before, he has a voice problem. It's called spasmodic dysphonia. Spasmodic dysphonia is a neurological disorder characterized by muscle contraction in the larynx leading to a hoarse or breathy voice. It's particularly amazing to me that this guy has the guts to get out there with all of the risks that he's taking in terms of the establishment when he has a voice with these kinds of difficulties. But take a look at that speech, and I think you'll see very shortly when I analyze it that I'm largely telling you, which you're likely to conclude yourself if you watch it. RBN has posted a story, which we have on the V Contacta roadmap. It's entitled YouTube Censors Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This was posted by our Republic Broadcasting Network staff. The original source is Zero Hedge and one Jonathan Turley. Jonathan tells us that YouTube has continued its censorship of those with opposing positions on COVID-19 and vaccines. This week, it prevented users from hearing the views of Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Despite Kennedy running on the failures of the pandemic response, YouTube will not allow users to hear what it considers harmful thoughts. Yeah, enough said there. The Duran has a very, very special link up, which we have up in terms of this Kennedy business. Tucker Carlson talks about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The Duran has provided the link to that show. I haven't watched it yet, but I will later this weekend. The New York Times reports why Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s 2024 bid is a headache for Biden. The Hill reports that RFK Jr. could win the New Hampshire primary. Well, Sleepy Joe, if that happens, it's going to be a quick replay of what Eugene McCarthy did to LBJ in early 1968. And get ready, folks, because Tulsi Gabbard is absolutely correct. The global homo, new world order, globalist, pro-war party establishment is afraid. They are afraid of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I happen to share Ms. Gabbard's views on that particular subject. You can see it going on. And when we ask what the Republican and Democratic establishments and the American media establishment and the War Party military-industrial complex establishment is doing to downplay this Kennedy challenge to Biden, watch what they did to Pat, my friend Pat Buchanan, in 1992 and in 1996. This is now a replay with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Challenge to Joe Biden in the Democratic primaries coming up in 2024. What did they do to Pat Buchanan then? Well, they decided to ignore him. When they couldn't ignore him any longer, they decided to attack him. After attacking him, there was at least one instance where I truly believe, and many people have written articles on this since, that the results of the Arizona primary, for example, in 1996, were rigged. I believe with all my heart that Buchanan beat Bob Dole in Arizona in 1996 in the primaries. Can't prove it, but a lot of people who were there, a lot of people who have analyzed it, believe the same thing. And keep in mind, folks, when you watch the behavior of the news media and the War Party establishment in terms of dissing all of the credible information that the New York Post had put out on Hunter Biden's laptop, and all of a sudden you had some 51 national security experts with big names saying that this was all Russian disinformation, we now know that it wasn't at all. And that every bit of it was true, and had it run as it should have been allowed to run in social media, primarily Facebook and Twitter, and Instagram, and all of these other places, there is no doubt, folks, in my mind, that Donald Trump would have won the election. Whatever you think of the vote counting and all of the allegations about the vote machines and late night rigging and so forth and so on, dismiss that just for a moment. We now know that the New York Post expose on Hunter Biden Jr. was a systematic suppression by American big time social media and by the mainstream news media, with the complete recruitment of all of these War Party people with big names that are starting to trash Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You know what my recommendation is to you folks? Am I a Democrat? Well, I think it's pretty clear that I'm not, right? But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to enter the Texas Democratic primary, and I'm going to vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, what happens in the general election? Obviously, if it's Sleepy Joe again, the Democratic side of the aisle, and we have a War Party Republican with links to the Zionist lobby on the other hand, well, clearly I'm going to have to vote for the GOP's War Party candidate, just in the hope that they'll stay away from my legitimately owned firearms, and that they won't be quite as far to the left as the Biden Democratic Party is on all of these social issues, especially pertaining to vaccines and kids. But folks, there is only one vote that I'm going to take a chance on, and I admit I'm taking a chance. I will enter the Texas presidential primaries as a Democrat voter, and so will my Colombian Roman Catholic wife, who is an arch conservative. We will be voting for one Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Why? Well, I like the guy. That's one thing, and I'll say more about that in terms of my analysis of his speech. I have a good impression of what this guy represents as a human being. Does that mean I agree with him on every issue? Clearly, it doesn't. We are historically in different political parties, but there are two things that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is saying that nobody else is saying. He's talking about and exposing everything that is behind this COVID-19 jab and the global homo health establishment. The other thing, even more critical to me, is that there is only one vote that you should cast in the primaries in 2024 if you're in Texas or if you're listening to me in one of the other 49 states, we have listeners in all 50 states in this country that tune in this broadcast, vote Kennedy on the basis of the war. Kennedy is the only candidate that you could possibly choose if you want to stay out of World War III. If you're watching what's going on with the Biden administration and these neocons and both political parties, including creeps like Richard Rosenthal and the Democratic Party and our old gay friend Lindsey Graham, our premier militarist, one could say, in the Republican Party, vote Kennedy. Vote Kennedy. Vote Kennedy, because as I said in my article on this for VT Foreign Policy quite a number of days ago, there is only one issue ultimately in this election. Just as the issue in 1968 was the Vietnam War and virtually nothing else, in 2023, going into 2024, the only ultimate issue that matters in terms of being right or wrong is this war, this Russian-Ukrainian war that the United States is on the wrong side of, that the United States and NATO and the EU have no business being involved in, that started with all of these illegitimate NATO expansions from 1999 on forward, that started with Bill Clinton's illegitimate use of NATO to engage in a criminal bombing of Serbia. And as those NATO expansions continued, we then got into the first attempt on the part of the United States at a so-called Orange Revolution in Ukraine. And then finally, of course, in February of 2014, the globalist cabal of Nuland and Biden and Clinton and Barack Obama and all of their pals like Robert Kagan at the Project for the New American Century, they overthrew the legitimately elected government of that country, and that's where all of this started in earnest at 100 miles per hour. 15,000 Russian ethnics dead in the Donbass, courtesy of these illegitimate governments installed by the American CIA and the British MI6 and NATO and the European Union. And since that time, of course, all we have been hearing about been Volodymyr Zelensky. How does a Jewish drag queen comedian become the president of an Orthodox country and take it to war with a much larger power that is a nuclear power, speaking of Russia now, that is also an Orthodox country? What kinds of games are being played there? Why is Zelensky attacking the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is the canonical church of Ukraine, historically with the patriarch in Moscow? Well, the CIA put $25 million into this guy, Bartholomew II, who just decided that he would leave Istanbul temporarily, stick his nose in where it doesn't belong in terms of an ecclesiastical jurisdiction that is not his to interfere in. But he was interfering with it by and large at the behest of American intelligence agents and American money. Yeah, the National Endowment for Democracy, we all know that that is a euphemism for the Central Intelligence Agency. And lo and behold, so-called Archbishop Bartholomew started putting in a good word for modifying the Orthodox Church's position historically on such things as LGBTQ. So whether it's economic blackmail, military threats, or cultural subversion, you have it all right there, folks. And the only candidate that I believe has made and will make a sincere effort to stop this nonsense before World War III explodes in our faces is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Take a look at that speech. 35 minutes long. Our link provides you that opportunity to watch it and come away with it, of course, with your own impressions as to this man and what he's saying and his appeal to you and your sense of him as a human being. I think this guy is the only non-bum that I can figure out who's running in this thing. And of course, once again, we get back to Tulsi Gabbard, who has said that the globalist establishment is terrified of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So all of you people listening to my voice, get into the Democratic primaries in all 50 states and vote for RFK Jr. for the presidency of the United States, even if you're like me, a Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul, Robert Taft Republican. One issue counts in this election, and it's whether or not the Ziocon advisors in both of the major political parties in this country that have been leading Joe Biden around by the nose get to take us into World War III, killing millions of innocent people and potentially destroying the planet as we have known it. There have been a number of you who have expressed concerns, and I want to address this one as well, about RFK Jr. and his recent appearance with an Israeli rabbi by the name of Shmuley Boteach. And RFK was holding an Israeli flag and saying certain things that predictably most American presidential candidates feel that they have to say in order to have a chance of being elected. Now, in this particular case, my good friend Dr. Kevin Barrett has written a compelling piece for UNCE Review, and it's entitled, Why is RFK Jr. shilling for the people who murdered his father? I provide a link to a previous show, my show of the 9th of June, which includes Dr. Barrett's article, as well as many other ones that cover all kinds of things that you have never been told in mainstream media about what I believe truly happened to the 35th president of the United States and to Robert F. Kennedy Sr. In the Ambassador Hotel on June 5th, 1968. Yes, RFK Jr., the CIA was definitely involved. There were anti-Castro Cuban exiles involved, but I truly believe at the top of those conspiracies, the apex of those conspiracies, lies the Meyer Lansky Israeli Crime Syndicate, lies David Ben-Gurion, and lies the whole issue of what President Kennedy was attempting to do in getting Israel to submit its Dimona plant, according to Ben-Gurion, a water desalinization plant, to international inspection. Because my dad's old intelligence organization, the Air Force Technical Application Center, I now know, AFTAC, and my dad was in it at the time, they showed President Kennedy the photographs of the Israeli nuclear, militarized nuclear plant that was under construction. What happened at NUMEC, by the way? If you don't know what NUMEC is, check for the NUMEC trailer on YouTube. We'll be back. This is the Dan Koff Report on this June 23rd, 2023, live on the Republic Broadcasting Network from San Antonio. Stay tuned. Day by day,
night after night. Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's the Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Report live on the Republic Broadcasting Network from San Antonio, Texas, on this June 23rd, 2023. I was just saying that Kevin Barrett has written an excellent article presenting his point of view on this whole business of RFK and Israel. I happen to share Dr. Barrett's perceptions as to who ultimately killed both President Kennedy and Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Please reference Michael Collins Piper's book, Final Judgment, and also Laurent Guyonneau has talked about this extensively, both at the UNS Review and in an interview he gave to the Tehran Times on November the 22nd. Was it last year or 2 years ago? Not sure, but this is where some of my own understanding over many, many years has emerged, chiefly from Piper's research. Secondarily, of course, from Laurent Guyonneau, who acknowledges his own debt to the late Michael Collins Piper. Also, the late Gordon Thomas, author of Gideon Spies, The Secret History of the Mossad. We had a lot of personal conversations about this before Gordon passed away, and he had many of the same ideas as to ultimately who was behind these Kennedy killings. Fascinatingly enough, the point of view of all of these different distinguished people was shared by Muammar Gaddafi. That's kind of a fascinating one. And then, of course, when we get into the whole business of the Mordecai Vanunu, the Israeli nuclear dissident, he also believed that the ultimate power behind the killing of both Kennedy brothers was the Israeli Mossad. So take that as you will. RFK, of course, needs to keep all of this in mind. I have the strong sense, moral or immoral, that he's engaging in a tactical alliance because he understands that his uncle and presumably his father did the same thing. It ended up in disaster, okay? But Michael Collins Piper presents compelling evidence that in conversations between RFK Jr.'s grandfather, Ambassador Joseph P. Kennedy, and one DeWitt Hooker, that Ambassador Kennedy knew exactly what he was doing in kind of playing along with the Zionist element in Jack Kennedy's first presidential campaign. And in this regard, when we start looking at the different things that were going on in the early 1960s when John Kennedy was president, it is a fact that not only was John Kennedy in early 1963 pressing David Ben-Gurion on the basis of AFTAC's intelligence information provided to Mr. Kennedy, Mr. Kennedy told Ben-Gurion that he wanted international inspection and American inspection of that so-called water desalinization plant. There's another factor in this too. JFK was planning on abolishing the Federal Reserve Board and returning monetary control to the Congress. Check out one of his executive orders on this in 1963. It's 1111 something, I believe, but Piper talks about this in terms of the book Final Judgment. And then, of course, there were the attempts of President Kennedy and Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy to bring the Israeli lobby under the American Foreign Lobby Registration Act. It was the American Zionist Council at that time. It would later become IPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. That, too, may have played a role in the events in both Dealey Plaza in 1963 and ultimately the tragedy in the Ambassador Hotel on June 5th, 1968 in Los Angeles. But there's another problem in this for RFK Jr., and I'm saying I like the guy. I'm going to take a chance on him because of the fact that I think he's sincere and wanting to keep us out of a third world war and to get it stopped. But nonetheless, he needs to take a closer look at the Palestinian situation, in my view. And I'm expressing my own opinion. I'm not talking about anything that involves the official opinions of his campaign or of people who will vote for him who will disagree with me. But I don't see how the United States stays out of a global conflict without making Israel settle. And I mean settle in terms of a legitimate two-state solution, in terms of recognizing that Israel has no right to annex East Jerusalem and stopping all of this vigilante settler killing that is going on that the United States is chiefly bankrolling. This is something that is going to come up for Mr. Kennedy in these primary campaigns. It's going to come up if he should defy all conventional logic and win the Democratic national primary for the presidency of the United States in or the nomination at their national convention. It isn't going to go away. Let me rip through the rest of the news summary when I get back, and then we'll take some callers.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Dan Koff Report live on the Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday, June 23rd, 2023. We began at 2 p.m. Central Time. Let me whip through the rest of the news summary because I know I've got some callers, and we're going to have a heavy international audience today after the fact on the basis of where these links are being posted. We've already had a number of people in a couple of different Middle Eastern countries and in Russia itself that indicate they're going to be paying a lot of attention to this particular broadcast. So, Russian-Ukrainian war, Ukrainian counteroffensive is an opening disaster. We are on the brink of a wider escalation, folks. Will Globo Homo and Joe Biden and the neocons escalate? Take a look at all of these different links that I have provided for you from the Duran, from Military Summary, from The War Zone, from Dave DeCamp at antiwar.com, from Defense News, Rand Paul for Responsible Statecraft. NATO's Article 5 does not override Congress's war powers. Whatever Mr. Rosenthal and Lindsey Graham and Joe Biden might think. So take a look at that story in particular. South Front, NATO missiles strike to invite retaliation. They're saying what I am saying. Shoigu's not bluffing. Putin isn't bluffing. If these weapons that the United States and the EU and NATO keep flooding into Ukraine, start striking Russia proper, there's going to be retaliation. It's very clear that there will be. So if we're thinking about training F-16 Ukrainian pilots for F-16s in Romania, and those are used in airstrikes against Russian positions, guess what? The Ukrainians will not only be shot down, Romania is going to pay a price. The same thing is true, and it has been stated both by Mr. Shoigu and by President Putin. If there are weapons used against Russian positions that are specifically launched from American and British military positions in Ukraine, those American troops and those British troops and those NATO troops are going to be attacked directly. Is that really what Biden wants? Is that what Richard Rosenthal wants? Is that what Lindsey Graham wants? And all of these other derelicts that have gotten us into this situation? It almost seems as though it is, folks. And again, There is only one candidate who is speaking out on the lunacy of this, and that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. For those of you who are going to vote for Trump again and not bother about being involved in the Democratic primary, fine, if Trump ends up as the Republican nominee and he's running against Biden, I'm going to have to throw up and vote for him. But make no mistake about it, Donald Trump, to me, has lost all foreign policy credibility as an America First candidate. How do you say that you're an America First candidate and then you have foreign policy advisors like Mike Pompeo and John Bolton and Nikki Haley and this entire crew? How do you proclaim publicly how proud you are of engaging in a criminal act, which is what the assassination of General Soleimani of Iran was? Donald Trump did that and did that at the behest of all of his pro-Israel advisors. He admits it. He's proud of it. That was a war crime, friends. And I don't care who's doing it. And I voted for Trump and I voted for him twice. He gets no pass from me on these activities that don't stack up at all with a true America First foreign policy of George Washington or Bob Taft or Charles Lindbergh or Pat Buchanan. And then, of course, there's DeSantis, right? He seems to be running for the presidency of Israel because every time I turn around, he's making all of his major pronouncements from that particular location. I also know other things about this guy I can't go into, that my nephew played baseball with DeSantis at Yale. They know each other well. I have all kinds of impressions of DeSantis I can't get into here. But the long and the short of it is, at least in the primaries, I'm going to register as a Democrat and vote for Robert F. Kennedy. Is it a risk? Sure it is. But it's the only chance you have to stay out of this conflict and to maybe get somebody elected in this country who is not just dying to get all of us killed in a third world war. End of sermon. By the way, South Front is reporting a high price for the counteroffensive. More than 13,000 Ukrainian servicemen have been killed since the 4th of June. From the 4th of June to the 21st, folks, the secretary of the Russian Security Council claims this. I happen to believe this largely on the basis of what Alexander Mercuris of the Duran has explained, as well as all of the videos, terrible videos I have to watch, gruesome videos of what is really happening in this so-called counteroffensive. I take no pleasure in seeing people getting killed in the most horrific fashion who should not have had to die in this conflict on either side. But the Ukrainian side is truly getting smoked. Whatever these people at CNN are telling you, and they're starting to admit the truth when they say that, well, even Zelensky is starting to admit that the United States isn't pleased with the progress of his counteroffensive. The translation of that is that the United States and the government and the American media and the American War Party and the American globalist cabal have been lying to you all along about this war and how it got started and who's largely at fault for it. And now they're finally starting to admit that Zelensky is getting into what George Herbert Walker Bush would have referred to as deep kimchi. And that, of course, is true for the American government and for Joe Biden and for NATO and the American military. Will they really escalate? Because if there's much more escalation, and Putin have already made it clear that there will be retaliation and retaliation against decision-making centers. They've already done some of that. But retaliation specifically against NATO and against the United States and against Britain and against Poland and Romania, if all of these different entities start becoming any more involved in this than they already are. Heed the warning, folks. And those of you listening to this, wherever you are in the United States or around the world, if you can legally vote in the United States in the presidential primaries in 2024, here's a Pat Buchanan, Robert Taft, Charles Lindbergh, Ron Paul type Republican telling you, get into the Democratic Party and vote for Robert F. Kennedy and give Mr. Biden the kind of hot foot that even Eugene McCarthy did not give to LBJ in New Hampshire in 1968. Let's toss Sleepy Joe out of the White House on his hind end. This involves your interest if you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. You want to stay out of war, you want to stay out of a global conflict, you want to keep your kids out of a worthless global war. There's only one game in town this time, at least through the primaries, and that's to register as a Democrat and to vote for Robert F. Kennedy. End of story. Scott Ritter, Ukrainian counteroffensive, runs into defensive wall. Ritter is one of the best sources, by the way, on this whole subject of this war. The reason why all of this trouble is coming Zelensky's way in terms of his counteroffensive, Ritter tells us, is Colonel General Alexander Romanchuk, the man who is responsible for conceiving modern Russian defensive doctrine. We might also add our old friend General Sergei Surovikin to this in regard to the trap that has been set for Biden and for NATO and for global HOMO. The Federalist has won. The truth about Ukraine's failing counteroffensive and the peace that could have been. Strategic culture busted big time. U.S. and NATO ultimately responsible for war crime of Kakhovka Dam destruction. Folks, the Ukrainians did this. They have been openly, publicly attacking that dam for months, and the Washington Post was printing stories on it. Now, all of a sudden, there's a big question. Gee, did the Russians do this? There is absolutely no motive for the Russians to have done this whatsoever. Go back and look at all of the earlier Western mainstream media coverage on who was attacking that dam for months. It's Zelensky, folks, and it is Zelensky, okay, who are attacking this dam. It has nothing to do with Putin and Russia. Sonar 21's Larry Johnson, ex-CIA analyst, terrific analyst on this war, by the way. He has two dynamite podcasts with both Duran and Judge Napolitano. Take a look at those. Consortium News, guy in New Zealand is suspended for providing balanced news on Ukraine. Alexander Dugin at Geopolitical on the existential justification of the Russian special military operation. Catahan is also running Alexander Dugin's article, George Soros's Last Speech, The Open Society Wars and Climate as a Combatant in the Conflict. Take a look at that one, folks, from the other guy's point of view. Sputnik has a ton of articles on the Russia-NATO NATO showdown. I posted that link so you can read what the other side is saying in all kinds of ways that are listed there as just an endless compendium of stuff that has been going on for months. American culture. Now, my old friend Dr. Alan Sobrowski, good old clean Marine, USMC, former teacher at the U.S. Army War College, he and I agree completely on who really was behind 9/11, but nonetheless, Alan has one that I promised him I would list for my RBN listeners. It's entitled Feminine Dystopia, From Mystique to Monster. So, folks, if Sobrowski and Dankoff get into the presidential race, one and two, who knows? Maybe we'll run him first and me second in the event that Kennedy does not win the Democratic nomination. Once people get a hold of this particular essay of Allen's, his poll numbers and mine among women are likely to be less than Pat Buchanan's were quite a number of years ago. But what the hell? It's a good article. Go ahead. The Federalist, Pride Month zealots launch economic warfare on homesteading Catholic family. Radovka World, Lockheed Martin tries to be really good at a pride parade. You can watch the video, folks, if you don't believe me yourself. The Federalist, when LGBT activists flood Target with bomb threats, the media pretends that the conservatives were doing it. It wasn't the conservatives at all. The Federalist also has one, consumer group exposes deluge of corporate money going to dangerous pride group, and we start getting into politics. Tyler Durden for Lou Rockwell. Burisma owner allegedly recorded Biden bribe conversations as an insurance policy, and the FBI covered it up, according to Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa. And that foreign national is Burisma owner Mykola Zlochevsky. Take a look at that story. Joe Biden implicated in Ukrainian gas firm bribery scheme, of course. More of the same. By the way, did you notice the slap on the wrist that our head of our Justice Department gave Hunter Biden for all of his various felonies? That's about all you need to understand about how politicized this Justice Department is and how politicized the FBI is when the Internal Revenue Service recommended to the Department of Justice that Hunter Biden be formally charged with a staggering number of federal tax felonies. Yeah, sure, we have a blind justice in this country, folks. Sure we do. Our own Republic Broadcasting Network runs the Federalist Bob Anderson story. How did Biden really make his millions? It's time for a special counsel to find out. Here's one that our own Republic Broadcasting Network has run from James O'Keefe in OMG News. Black rock recruiter who, quote unquote, decides people's fate, says, quote, war is good for business, while spilling information on the asset giant. That's a video. Take a look at that, folks. Chills will go up and down your spine. Lou Rockwell, Vigano, considerations on the Great Reset and the New World Order. Quoting David Spangler from this article, director of the United Nations Planetary Initiative Project, Reflections on the Christ, Findhorn, 1978. No one will be a part of the New World Order, says Spangler, unless he carries out an act of worship to Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he receives Luciferian initiation. Think about it. Sputnik says that almost half of Americans say the Trump indictment is politically motivated. It's kind of in a no-kidding category. RT has one out there. Ukrainian state-backed kill list celebrates Berlusconi's death. The infamous Miro Tavoritz website has marked the former Italian prime minister as quote-unquote self-liquidated. This Ukrainian official kill list that is maintained, folks, which you can see online, is reportedly the brainchild of one Anton Gerashchenko, who currently serves as an advisor to Zelensky's Ukrainian Interior Ministry. You want to know the address for this hit list being run by the Ukrainian government of one Volodymyr Zelensky? Warsaw, Poland, and Langley, Virginia, the headquarters of the Central Intelligence Agency. Couple of quick foreign stories. My callers coming in are piling up on me. I apologize. There are a couple of things I really do need to mention. This is the chief foreign story that does not deal with Russia and Ukraine. The New Arab reports pogroms, yay or nay. Jerusalem Post is in trouble over poll on settler violence. The Israeli newspaper, the Jerusalem Post, has caused outrage by publishing a short-lived Twitter poll asking if readers condone terrorist settler attacks against Palestinians amid growing calls for editor Avi Meir to resign. On Thursday, the right-wing Israeli paper posted a Twitter poll asking readers whether they agreed with quote-unquote price tag actions by rampaging settlers in the occupied West Bank, attacking Palestinian residents and their properties. Quote, what is your opinion on the price tag actions carried out by settlers against Palestinians in the West Bank in response to the terrorist attack that resulted in the death of four Israelis? Asked the Jerusalem Post. The term price tag was coined by Jewish extremist settlers, we are told, in the last decade to refer to orchestrated and indiscriminate settler revenge attacks on Palestinian civilians in the occupied territories. These price tag attacks had often been employed as a show of force to deter the Israeli government from taking any action over unauthorized settlement expansion. Mr. Kennedy, I know you're probably never going to listen to this, and I like you, and I'm going to take the chance on voting for you in the Democratic primary. But I hope you consider the implications of this story very, very carefully. I'm going to skip over some of the other foreign stories, have some good history stuff in the way of videos for you. JFK's peace speech at American University, June 1963. You can watch it. And of course, Robert F. Kennedy on Face the Nation in November 1967. My dad and I watched that one live. He would always make me watch intelligent things related to our country's policies and to the news on Sunday mornings before we went on to watch Frank Gifford and Bruce Roberts and the NFL Today. In this particular case, we were watching this one in November of 1967, approximately a month before Vince Lombardi's Packers and Tom Landry's Cowboys met in the Ice Bowl on December the 31st, 1967. That video, folks, of RFK appearing on Face the Nation is as relevant as it was 56 years ago. We got one up there with RFK and Ronald Reagan, Town Meeting of the World, CBS News, May 15th, 1967. Mike Whitney has an interview with Ron Unz on the Unz Review, Why Everything You Know About World War II is Wrong. We got Stockman on economics there. Here are my last two, and then I apologize for the length of this, folks. I had a tremendous amount of stuff to share with you today, especially on the Kennedy candidacy. And believe it or not, I didn't touch one-tenth of the stuff for reasons of space and time that I could have shared if I had had a literal scroll with V. Contacta extending from San Antonio to the Middle East, to Russia, upon which to write. But here's a quote of the week. Think about this one, folks. This comes to us from the Vice President of the Confederate States of America, Alexander Stephens. Quote, think about it, folks, especially in relationship to Thomas DiLorenzo's book, The Real Lincoln, which I have written a past book review. Think about this quote. Depend on it, says Stevens. There is no difference between consolidation and empire, no difference between centralism and imperialism. The consummation of either must necessarily end in the overthrow of liberty and the establishment of despotism. The consummation of either must necessarily end in the overthrow of liberty and the establishment of despotism. And finally, our idiot of the week. No, it's not Joe Biden, in spite of what he did in terms of sabotaging his own Secretary of State by making an ass out of himself, meaning the president, on this whole issue of President Xi of China. We chose a different idiot of the week. This is from RT, by the way. We provided the link. God is queer, says German pastor who loves Zelensky. No, I slightly altered the title. There was no reference to Zelensky in the title, but what the heck? He probably does love Zelensky, even if I engaged in complete journalistic irresponsibility by doing that. At least I have it in writing, but I couldn't help myself. Speaking at a Protestant festival in Germany, Quentin Caesar referenced racism, climate change, and LGBTQ ideology in his sermon. Obviously, no references to the traditional understanding of the Christian Trinity, the substitutionary atonement of Christ, or anything else that would pass as Christian theology in any legitimate tradition. This cupcake says that God is queer, and he's a German. Yeah, sure he is. Take a look at this guy. He looks like Jesse Jackson. If you were to plug Jesse into an electronic outlet so that his hair would shoot out from the electronic shock. But at any rate, that is our idiot of the week, one Quentin Caesar, alleged German pastor who tells us that God is queer. Now, that only leaves me now 5 minutes for callers. I'll make this up to you guys next week. I know you're going to horsewhip me. My technician will bring up the first caller, and I hope you guys are not too angry with me, but I really did need to cover this stuff. Go ahead, Dan.
Can you hear me okay?
Hello? Yes, sir. Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, okay, cool. I called about what your take is on these Trump documents in Florida, because during the election, Pat Buchanan wrote an article. I voted for Pat too. I, back in the day, me and like five other people, But have you get?
I hope Pat's listening to this. I have his private email address. Your call is well worth my sending this to Buchanan and saying, hey, Pat, the one caller I was able to take on RBN said that he was one of at least five people that voted for you, presumably up in Washington State, even with 12 million in federal matching funds. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, he wrote an article during the election and accused Trump of basically plotting to attack Iran during the election to basically, you know, get public support and all this stuff. And then, so I wasn't sure what to take about that. I trust Pat Buchanan. And then now you have these documents in Florida, which are apparently a secret attack plan on Iran. And McMaster, which I don't trust McMaster, but McMaster says, or is it McMaster? But anyway, one of them saying Trump was planning the attack on Iran, but then Trump turns around and says, no, you were planning the attack on Iran. So, I mean, what do you think? Was Trump, is he planning to attack Iran, basically, if he gets in there? I think,
on the
what
basis,
do you think about that?
Well, of course, I can't absolutely know what is going on in President Trump's mind, but the Soleimani assassination, which was put together for Trump, undoubtedly by Bolton, Pompeo, and every other Ziocon in the American national security establishment with access to the President Trump at that time, it certainly would suggest that he could be talked into a preemptive attack on Iran, which, along with this lunacy with Russia and Ukraine and China, would be an absolute catastrophe. I want to thank you for calling in, Dan, from Washington State.
You.
I want to apologize to the other people who didn't make it on. I certainly want to make it up to you next week. And in the meantime, folks, think once again about the Democratic primaries in 2024. You can be to the right of Attila the Hun, as I am, but register Democrat. And vote Robert F. Kennedy and give Sleepy Joe a hot foot. See you next week. God bless.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.